In the digital age, where data flows like a mighty river through every aspect of our lives, the ability to extract meaningful insights from this torrent has become the cornerstone of business success. Data mining techniques by Michael J. A. Berry and Gordon S. Linoff stands as a landmark text that has evolved alongside this revolution. Originally published in 1997 at around 400 pages, the book has expanded through multiple editions to encompass the broadening field, now offering comprehensive coverage of everything from statistical algorithms to text mining. What began as a technical guide has become required reading in university courses, despite never being intended as a textbook, a testament to its clarity and practical value. The book's authors aren't merely academic theorists. They bring nearly half a century of combined hands-on data mining experience to the table. As founders of Data Miners, Inc., they've maintained vendor neutrality while specializing in marketing and customer relationship management applications. Their ongoing analytical work keeps them at the cutting edge of the field, and their teaching experience with thousands of business professionals shines through in their accessible approach to complex topics. What makes this book particularly valuable is how it bridges the gap between technical concepts and practical business applications. While many data science texts get lost in mathematical formulas, Berry and Linoff focus on helping readers understand when and how to apply different techniques to solve real business problems. Their approach has made the book a favorite among both technical practitioners and business leaders looking to harness the power of their data assets. Data mining is fundamentally a business process for exploring large amounts of data to discover meaningful patterns and rules. Unlike one-off projects with clear beginnings and ends, effective data mining functions as an ongoing cycle that starts with data, leads to analysis and action, which generates more data for further mining. This iterative nature means organizations must view data mining as a long-term strategic investment rather than a tactical solution. The most successful organizations don't view data mining as a peripheral activity, but integrate it into their core business strategy. They understand that data mining isn't just about finding patterns. It's about translating those patterns into actionable business decisions that create measurable value. Companies like Amazon, Netflix, and Google have built their entire business models around their ability to mine and act on data effectively. Take Bank of America's experience with their home equity lines of credit. Facing disappointing marketing results, they could have simply lowered interest rates to boost response. Instead, they applied data mining techniques to their extensive customer database dating back to 1914. Using decision trees to identify likely responders, sequential pattern analysis to determine optimal timing, and clustering to segment customers, they made a surprising discovery. A significant cluster of customers was using home equity loans to start businesses. This finding came from analyzing not just transaction data, but also customer demographics, behavior patterns, and historical trends. This insight led them to change their marketing message from college tuition to pursuing dreams, increasing response rates from 0.7% to 7%. More importantly, it transformed their approach from mass marketing to what VP Dave McDonald called a learning institution, with a vision of continuous marketing programs in a closed-loop process. The bank began implementing sophisticated A/B testing programs, customer journey mapping, and predictive modeling to further refine their approach. This virtuous cycle of data mining consists of four key stages: identifying business opportunities, mining data to transform it into actionable information, acting on that information, and measuring the results. Each stage feeds into the next, creating a self-reinforcing loop of improvement. For example, when identifying opportunities, companies might analyze customer complaints, market trends, and competitive intelligence. The mining phase involves applying various analytical techniques like clustering, classification, and association analysis. Action might involve personalized marketing campaigns, product modifications, or process improvements. Measurement includes both immediate metrics like response rates and longer-term indicators like customer lifetime value. The cycle harnesses data power, much like water power drove the Industrial Revolution's textile mills. Just as water turned wheels that drove machines throughout a mill, customer data drives today's service economy, focusing sales and marketing efforts, improving product designs, and optimizing resource allocation. Modern examples include retailers using purchase history to predict future buying behavior, healthcare providers analyzing patient data to improve treatment outcomes, and manufacturers using sensor data to optimize maintenance schedules. Data mining applications are most powerful when organized around the customer lifecycle. This lifecycle consists of 5 distinct phases: prospects, target market members who aren't yet customers; responders, prospects showing interest; new customers, those who've made a commitment; established customers, returning customers with deepening relationships; and former customers, those who have left. Understanding these phases enables organizations to tailor their strategies and interventions appropriately. Each phase presents unique opportunities for data mining and strategic intervention. During acquisition, mining helps identify good prospects, choose communication channels, and select appropriate messages. Sophisticated similarity models can assign scores to prospects based on how closely they resemble existing successful customers across multiple dimensions, including demographics, behavior patterns, and purchasing history. For example, a real estate company might identify promising Vermont locations by analyzing New York performance data, finding that towns with 10% agricultural employment, 0% multifamily homes, and $60,000 median home value tend to have high product penetration. Similarly, banks might use geographic and demographic data to identify neighborhoods with high concentrations of their ideal customer profile. Once customers are acquired, the activation process provides critical data about initial conditions that often predict long-term behavior. These acquisition time variables include initial purchase date, acquisition channel, initial credit score, first product selection, and early usage patterns. Research has consistently shown these variables to be highly predictive of outcomes like relationship duration, lifetime value, and additional purchases. For instance, credit card companies often find that customers acquired through partner programs show different loyalty patterns than those acquired through direct mail campaigns. For established customers, data mining enables more sophisticated customer relationship management through upselling, cross-selling, and retention efforts. Companies can analyze transaction patterns, service interactions, and engagement metrics to identify opportunities for deepening relationships. One particularly powerful application is predicting customer attrition. By building models that identify which customers are likely to leave and when, companies can take proactive measures to retain valuable relationships. These models typically incorporate factors such as declining usage patterns, competitive activity, life events, and customer satisfaction metrics. Different types of attrition require different approaches and intervention strategies. Voluntary attrition, customers choosing to leave, often requires enhanced service delivery or competitive pricing adjustments. In voluntary attrition, company-terminated relationships, typically for non-payment, might be addressed through early warning systems and payment plan options. Expected attrition, customers naturally exiting the target market due to life changes, presents opportunities for product adaptation or graceful transition to alternative offerings. For example, a college banking program might develop specific strategies for retaining graduates as they enter the workforce, while an auto insurer might focus on retaining customers when they relocate to new areas. The success of these interventions often depends on timing and personalization. Data mining helps identify not just who is likely to leave, But when intervention is most likely to be effective, and what type of offer or communication will resonate most strongly with each customer segment. Data mining techniques fall into two broad categories: directed techniques that require target variables, and undirected techniques that find patterns without specific targets. The choice of technique depends on the business problem, data characteristics, and desired outcomes. Statistical techniques form the foundation of all data mining. Table lookup models, which assign new observations to cells in a predefined table based on their characteristics, provide a straightforward approach for direct marketing. The popular RFM, recency, frequency, and monetary model exemplifies this approach, segmenting customers based on when they last purchased, how often they buy, and how much they spend. Decision trees offer a more flexible approach by recursively dividing records into progressively smaller groups, making members increasingly similar with respect to the target variable. Unlike global models that apply the same rules everywhere, decision trees create local models by carving the input space into segments with separate estimates for each. This approach excels when there are multiple distinct paths to the same outcome, like different types of profitable credit card customers who are profitable for entirely different reasons. Neural networks, inspired by biological brains but evolved for data mining applications, provide powerful pattern recognition capabilities. While they require careful data preparation and lack the transparency of decision trees, they excel at capturing complex, non-linear relationships in data. Their universal approximator property means that, with enough nodes, they can theoretically approximate any function, making them particularly valuable for time series forecasting and complex pattern recognition. For finding similarities between records, memory-based reasoning, MBR, offers an intuitive approach that mimics human experiential learning. MBR finds similar cases from the past to classify new situations, requiring only two operations: a distance function to calculate similarity between records, and a combination function to merge results from multiple neighbors. This flexibility makes MBR particularly valuable for complex data types like geographic locations, images, audio files, and free text. While directed techniques answer specific questions, undirected data mining helps discover what questions to ask in the first place. These methods are valuable when questions aren't clearly defined or when historical data doesn't contain obvious answers. Clustering techniques find natural groupings in data by identifying records that are similar to each other while different from other records. K-means clustering, the most common approach, treats each record as a point in multidimensional space and aims to find points that make good cluster centers. These clusters can reveal market segments with different behaviors, preferences, and needs. A Boston Globe newspaper project demonstrated this approach by clustering Massachusetts towns based on census data. The analysis revealed four distinct town segments with significantly different subscription patterns: wealthy, highly educated suburbs with the highest subscription rates, towns with average home values but good subscription rates, older communities close to Boston, and distant towns with low home values occupied by commuters with the lowest subscription rates. This insight helped the newspaper design editorial zones with more targeted content. Market basket analysis examines what items customers purchase together, providing insights beyond just retail shopping carts. Association rules automatically generate patterns, like if a customer purchases marshmallows and graham crackers, then that customer will also purchase chocolate bars. These rules are evaluated using metrics like support, how often the items appear together, confidence, how often the right-hand side appears when the left-hand condition is true, and lift, how much better the rule performs compared to random chance. Link analysis applies graph theory to understand relationships between entities, from social media friendships to telephone calls to web page links. Google's phenomenal success stems from its pioneering use of link analysis to improve search results. While earlier search engines analyzed only web page content, Google revolutionized search by incorporating information about the hyperlinks between pages, allowing it to return more relevant results and quickly establish market dominance. The power of data mining emerges when techniques are combined and applied to real business problems. Survival analysis provides a sophisticated framework for understanding customer tenure patterns and predicting when specific events will occur. By analyzing hazard probabilities, the risk of losing customers between specific tenure points, companies can identify factors that influence customer longevity and take proactive measures to extend relationships. For instance, telecommunications companies use survival analysis to predict which customers are likely to churn within specific timeframes, allowing them to intervene with targeted retention offers at optimal moments. Text mining extends data mining principles to unstructured text data, which may comprise up to 80% of important business information. DirecTV used text mining to transform its customer service operations, analyzing hundreds of thousands of daily customer calls. By examining agent notes from customer interactions, they identified more than 100 clusters representing different root causes for customer calls. This analysis revealed unexpected insights, including an IT upgrade that had actually slowed down the billing system, something that would have gone unnoticed without the text mining approach. Similar applications have been successful in healthcare, where text mining of patient records has uncovered patterns in treatment outcomes and adverse events. The foundation for all these applications is the customer signature, a comprehensive representation of customers at specific points in time, capturing their interactions, behaviors, and characteristics in a format suitable for analysis. Building effective signatures requires gathering scattered data traces from purchases, website visits, call centers, and other touch points, then transforming this data into a consistent, usable format. For example, an e-commerce company might combine browsing history, purchase patterns, return rates, and customer service interactions to create a holistic view of each customer's relationship with the brand. Creating derived variables is one of the most creative aspects of data mining, allowing models to incorporate human insights and leverage known characteristics about customers, products, and markets. Well-chosen derived variables improve both technical model performance and interpretability. For example, a cellular company discovered that the sphere of influence variable counting unique contacts a customer communicates with proved remarkably predictive of customer value, outperforming traditional metrics like minutes of use. Other powerful derived variables include customer lifetime value ratios, product category affinity scores, and seasonal purchasing patterns. A retail bank successfully used derived variables combining transaction frequency, average balance, and product usage patterns to identify high potential customers for investment products. The virtuous cycle becomes particularly powerful when these techniques are integrated. For instance, combining text mining of social media posts with traditional customer signatures has enabled companies to predict product adoption trends and brand sentiment with greater accuracy. Similarly, incorporating survival analysis insights into customer signatures helps organizations develop more nuanced segmentation strategies and personalized marketing approaches. Data warehousing serves as the backbone of modern enterprise analytics by consolidating disparate organizational data into a unified system for decision support. It functions as the authoritative system of record, providing consistent business views across time periods and departmental boundaries. This consistency is crucial for data mining initiatives, which depend on clean, properly formatted data to uncover meaningful patterns and relationships that drive business value. A comprehensive data warehousing architecture acknowledges data's multifaceted nature through 8 essential components. Source systems, such as ERP platforms, CRM databases, and operational systems, provide the original transactional data. ETL, extract, transform, load tools manage the complex process of moving data between different storage systems while ensuring data quality and consistency. These tools handle crucial tasks like data cleansing, format standardization, and error correction. The central repository serves as the main warehouse store, hosting historical and current data in a structured format optimized for querying and analysis. Analytic sandboxes extend beyond traditional SQL queries, providing environments for data scientists to experiment with advanced analytical techniques and machine learning models. These sandboxes support iterative analysis and hypothesis testing without compromising the main warehouse's integrity. Metadata repositories act as detailed catalogs, documenting data lineage, definitions, and relationships across the warehouse. This documentation is essential for maintaining data governance and enabling users to understand and trust the data they're working with. Datamarts serve as specialized access points, offering customized views of warehouse data tailored to specific business units or analytical needs, such as marketing analytics or financial reporting. The operational feedback loop ensures that insights gained through analysis flow back into operational systems, creating a continuous improvement cycle. For example, customer segmentation insights might automatically update marketing campaign targeting systems. End users, ranging from business analysts to executive decision makers, represent the ultimate beneficiaries of the warehouse infrastructure, accessing data through various tools and interfaces suited to their technical expertise. While data warehouses significantly facilitate data mining by providing clean, consistent data sources, they aren't absolute prerequisites for analytics. Analytics sandboxes offer flexible environments for sophisticated data exploration beyond traditional warehouse capabilities. These environments support advanced analytical methods such as Monte Carlo simulations for risk analysis and strategic planning, complex Bayesian models for predictive analytics, and machine learning algorithms requiring significant computational resources. For instance, a financial institution might use these sandboxes to model complex market scenarios or develop custom credit risk models using historical transaction data. As data volumes continue to explode and computing power increases, data mining techniques are evolving to meet new challenges. Genetic algorithms and swarm intelligence draw inspiration from biological processes to solve complex optimization problems. These techniques, though less common in commercial data mining packages, offer exciting approaches to problems requiring candidate solution generation and fitness measurement. For example, genetic algorithms can optimize supply chain routes by simulating evolutionary processes, while particle swarm optimization helps in training neural networks and finding optimal parameter settings for machine learning models. Text mining is advancing beyond simple classification to sophisticated sentiment analysis that can determine how people feel about products, brands, celebrities, or stocks. These techniques assign sentiment scores ranging from highly negative to highly positive, helping brand managers track market perceptions over time without reading countless comments and articles. Advanced natural language processing now enables understanding of context, sarcasm, and cultural nuances. Companies like Amazon and Netflix utilize these capabilities to analyze millions of customer reviews, while financial institutions employ them to gauge market sentiment from social media and news sources. Machine learning approaches are increasingly being embedded directly within databases, leveraging their parallel processing capabilities. This trend began in the mid-1990s with in-database data mining, and has expanded with functionality, moving directly into database engines, allowing for more efficient processing of massive datasets. Modern systems like Postgres and Oracle now offer native machine learning capabilities, enabling real-time analysis without data movement. Edge computing and federated learning are emerging as crucial trends in data mining, allowing analysis to occur closer to data sources while maintaining privacy. For instance, mobile devices can now perform complex data mining tasks locally, sharing only aggregated results rather than raw data. This approach is particularly valuable in healthcare and financial services, where data privacy is paramount. Deep learning integration is revolutionizing traditional data mining techniques, particularly in image and speech recognition. Convolutional neural networks, CNNs, and transformers are being combined with classical data mining algorithms to create hybrid approaches that can handle both structured and unstructured data simultaneously. This convergence is enabling new applications in autonomous vehicles, medical diagnosis, and fraud detection systems. The future also points toward automated machine learning, AutoML platforms that democratize data mining, making it accessible to non-experts while optimizing model selection and hyperparameter tuning. These systems are reducing the time and expertise required for complex data mining projects, allowing organizations to focus on strategic applications rather than technical implementation details. The journey from data to wisdom involves multiple transformations, each adding layers of value and meaning. Raw data becomes information when organized, structured, and contextualized within a specific business framework. Information transforms into knowledge when patterns emerge, and relationships between different data points are understood and validated. Finally, knowledge evolves into wisdom when it's successfully applied to solve problems, make predictions, and drive strategic decisions that create measurable business value. Data mining serves as the crucial bridge in this transformation process by uncovering hidden patterns, correlations, and causal relationships that would otherwise remain buried in the vast sea of organizational data. For example, a retailer might transform transaction logs, data, into customer purchase patterns, information, which reveals seasonal buying behaviors, knowledge, ultimately leading to optimized inventory management strategies, wisdom. Similarly, a healthcare provider might convert patient records, data, into treatment response patterns, information, leading to improved understanding of effectiveness, knowledge, and ultimately to personalized treatment protocols, wisdom. As Barry and Linoff demonstrate throughout their book, the most successful applications of data mining aren't one-time projects, but ongoing processes that continuously generate insights, inform actions, and measure results. Organizations that embrace this continuous improvement cycle typically progress through several maturity levels, from basic reporting to predictive analytics, and finally, to prescriptive analytics. This evolution transforms organizations from reactive to proactive, from intuition-driven to data-driven, and ultimately, from merely surviving to genuinely thriving in an increasingly competitive landscape. The virtuous cycle of data mining involves several key stages: problem definition, data preparation, model building, validation, deployment, and monitoring. Each iteration refines the process, improves accuracy, and generates new insights. For instance, a telecommunications company might start by analyzing customer churn patterns, use these insights to develop retention strategies, measure their effectiveness, and then refine their approach based on the results. In a world where data has become our most valuable resource, mastering the techniques to mine it effectively isn't just a technical skill, it's the key to unlocking business value and creating sustainable competitive advantage. Modern organizations must navigate an increasingly complex data landscape, dealing with structured and unstructured data, real-time streaming information, and the challenge of maintaining data quality and security. Success requires not just technical proficiency, but also the wisdom to ask the right questions, choose appropriate analytical approaches, and translate insights into actionable business strategies. Data mining techniques provides not just the tools, but the wisdom to use them well, offering practical frameworks for moving from data collection through analysis to implementation. The book emphasizes the importance of business context, stakeholder engagement, and the need to balance sophisticated analysis with practical implementation constraints, making it an essential resource for anyone seeking to transform raw data into actionable insights that drive business success.